All right.
Calls are lining up to talk to Harold Perkins. Questions about financing. We've got people calling with questions for their daughter, questions about second homes. But I want to touch real quick before we go any farther. We've got this hypothetical couple making $3,000 a month.
Okay.
The newlyweds, they're just getting started. Hopefully, in this great country we live in, they're on the very bottom rung of the economic ladder with the opportunity to go as high as they want. They're going to be conservative. They're not going to overextend themselves. So at $3,000 a month gross income, they're going to be able to afford $900 to $1,000 in payment. That's going to put them in a 4% interest rate, about where we are today, into about $175,000 to $190,000 home, and they're going to need about $10,000 to get into it.
Right.
Now, we can take away a lot of assumptions if they'll put some documents together and get in to Galaxy Lending and get pre-approved before they go shopping. What are the pieces they're going to need to bring you?
Sure. Very easy. So the first thing we're going to look at, because there's really just, if we break it down, there's just a few things, few simple things that make a loan. Income is one of them. So we're going to look at your pay stubs. We'll look at a month's worth of your income. We're going to look at your W-2s. We want to see that you have a history of working and see how much you made. It is one of those things. We want to see that there's a history. The person that gets their first job and is out there in the workforce for the first time may find out that they don't like working.
Yeah.
And so we want to see that you've been able to do it for a couple of years, and then we know that that's likely to continue.
What do you call the generation, Romy, that never leave the parents' house? Failure to launch.
Oh.
Failure to launch. They may get out there in the work world and feel like, well, you know, it's a lot nicer living at mom and dad.
Well, it's now that I think back on it, it was for me, but I think it's too late. I think I'm too old now. My old bedroom's been converted to an office,
yeah,
I think. So.
Yeah.
So we're gonna look at your W-2s. We're going to look at your tax returns, the last 2 years of your tax returns, and that'll cover the income part of it. If you're a regular salary or hourly person. If you're self-employed, then we definitely need to look at your tax returns for the past couple of years. We want to see your bank statements. We want to see, and we'll look at 2 months, and we'll see where the money is coming from. If we see large deposits into your bank account, and that's really where the area of focus is how did the money get in there? Most of us have direct deposit. We see the payroll from the employer, no problem, no questions asked. But the random $9,000 deposit that's cash, that's going to raise a few eyebrows. So yeah. We'll have to look closely at that.
You know, these are still more generous and lenient guidelines than when Jennifer and I bought our first home in 78. I mean, you had to have 20% down, and you had to prove that was your money. You couldn't even accept money from your parents to help you buy the house.
It is. So it's not as strict as it used to be. And what's happened recently, and some of it regulated, some of it just intelligence by the banks, although that's weird to say sometimes.
But the oxymoron.
Yeah. There is a little bit of common sense involved in it still. And as far as the down payment, that's where the advent of mortgage insurance has made it so that you don't have to have 20% down. There is some insurance for the bank in case to protect them with a smaller down payment.
Let's see if we can sneak a call in here real quick before we have to go to the bottom of the hour break. Let's bring in Margaret from Chandler. She's actually calling, I believe, on behalf of her daughter who's thinking about buying a home. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. My daughter is buying a home from a home builder locally, and they have lenders. Should we just go with their lenders, or should we just check out with, like, you guys too?
Now, that's a great question.
It's a fantastic question. So the home builders, they will have their lenders that in their preferred network. Some of them, depending on the builder, might actually have ownership in the mortgage company. Some of them, it's just a business arrangement that they have. And with the builders, they will offer incentives to use their particular lender that they're recommending. What I strongly recommend for your daughter is get the quote, get a good faith estimate, get a worksheet to itemize the fees from the builder's lender, but then also give us a call, give anybody a call, and just get a second quote. And sometimes what you'll find is that even without the incentive from the builder, a lot of times what you'll find is you can find better, you can find the same. Maybe sometimes the incentive is very good, and it makes more sense to go with the builder's lender. But get a couple of different quotes and compare them.
Well, they know they can find you at RosieOnTheHouse.com. You're the only Rosie-approved mortgage company in Arizona. But how would they reach you by phone?
Give us a call, 602-595-1233. Call us anytime. Even Jessica's in the office right now, just in case you have a question during the show, and she's probably eating her pineapple yogurt for breakfast, but she's right there ready for you. Give us a call anytime.
Okay. Well, listen, when we get back, I want to continue this conversation with this hypothetical couple, but we do have a couple calls on hold that want to talk to you about loan restructuring, because so many people were given this hope of what HARP and TARP were going to do for them. You know, I could just go on and on. I'm gonna get off. I don't want to go off politically, but all I can remember is George W. bragging about homeownership's higher percentage than it's ever been, and Barney Frank telling us that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were just fine. Oh boy.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.